That how did your dad know?
He just took a wild guess.
He knew. He felt that you would be able to do it.
I already played the guitar and whatnot, I played the cello in the school orchestra when I was like 8.
So. Oh, it's the cello that did it, I bet. Yeah. You know. Okay. Henry Hempel. He's going to sing the next song. Les Tiges Noires, Little Black Eyes. Okay, lâchez-les.
À ce matin, je m'ai trouvé assis sur mon lit, après pleurer avec un cœur aussi cassé. Parce que j'avais rêvé de mes chers tis yeux noirs qui est parti à l'vage mais sans revenir hier. Après-midi, je suis assis dessus de ma galerie. Après guetter le soleil, après se coucher. Je m'en vais, je m'endors de mes chers tis yeux noirs. C'est ça qui fait que mon cœur est si cassé.
Bien chanté. Est-ce que tu parles français aussi?
Oui, je parle français un petit brin.
Un petit peu?
Oui.
Pas trop mal. OK.
Bien, merci. Right.
La prochaine chanson, c'est une chanson qui avait été recordée par la famille Bergeron de la Pointe-Église. Et c'est une chanson que Shirley Bergeron chantait. Et son père, Alfie, était sur l'accordéon. Et la chanson Kelly Twill, who better to sing Kelly Twill than Randy Vidrine, who has a terrific voice, about as good as Shirley Ray Bergeron, very close. He was quite a Cajun vocalist icon in Cajun music. So Kelly Twill, Randy Vidrine, tu as la chanté. Thank you. C'est bien fait, bien fait. Folks, I'd like you to give an extra hand to Brandy Vedrine for that style of singing. There's very few guys that can get up that high and with that quality of voice. Mr. Randy Vedrine.
Yes, sir. He's the man.
Okay, la prochaine chanson. C'est Arrête pas la musique. And it's a number that was recorded by Dewey Balfa. Don't stop the music. Keep it going. And the vocalist this time is going to be Jamie Barza. Arrête pas la musique. All right. Lâchez-les, parlez, lâchez-les.
Laisse-les jouer une autre fois la même vieille chanson qu'a jouée toute la nuit. Porte, ils sont vides, j'ai dépensé tout mon argent. Arrête pas la musique, laisse-les jouer une autre fois.
Arrête pas la musique, des mémoires de fin Dewey Balfa. That was composed and recorded by Dewey Balfa, and he was one of the very famous fiddler and vocalist, Cajun vocalist of his time. Been deceased now for about at least 10 or 15 years, and Jamie played with Dewey Balfa at times. Okay, now I want to make a few announcements concerning the Liberty Theater show. On next Saturday, February 2nd, will be Bradley Venable and Cajun Craze. Bradley is the son of a well-known Cajun icon from the past. He's His dad was a very good musician and kind of retired now, and Bradley's carrying on. He's from Church Point. Then Hubert met and the Triangle Aces with a very special musical guest, and we don't know who the musical guest will be, but come out and find out. Then on Saturday, February the 9th, is the special Mardi Gras show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. Then on 16th, Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express. Then on February 22nd, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtail Playboys, a very famous, long-term Creole band. And Mr. Goldman is in his early 80s, and he sings a lot like the legendary Amédée Ardoin. Does a good job on the vocals, and he is keeping the Creole music going. Right after him is Bubba Hebert and the New Morris Playboys. He's the great-grandson of the legendary Ira Lejeune. So if you would, in the lobby on the table, pick up the long sheets there with the photographs in it. You'll find the schedule of events there, and also there's a schedule of events of the Mardi Gras. We'll talk about a little bit more about that. Okay. When the radio kept beaming into Louisiana, some of our musicians, like Ira Lejeune, was listening to the radio, picked up on some blues tunes, and composed "Chel Pays de la Jog," "Whirl in the Jug." Randy, you're going to sing that one, huh? Okay, "Pays de la Jog." All right, Jamie Barzan, Cajun Tradition. What a nice, we have some northern snowbirds dancing out there. We want to encourage you to do some more dancing. It's quite heartening to see some of the northern states like Minnesota and Wisconsin. They're dance people. There's a lot of dancing going on. Okay, just want to mention that if you'll go by and pick up the schedule for the Eunice Mardi Gras, everything's on one page. The first thing that's going to happen on February the 9th is Somme de Gras, which means Fat Saturday. And the Jambalaya Cajun Band and the Basile Mardi Gras will be there, along with George Emanuel and her explanation about about how to make these country folks costumes that's totally different from what you see in the New Orleans-style Mardi Gras. But pick up a schedule, Somme de Gras, Dimanche Gras, Lundi Gras, and Mardi Gras, all Sunday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. You'll find all sorts of activities going on. If you're going to be here for a while, be sure to pick and choose and see where you want to go. All right, la prochaine chanson, j'ai fait mon idée. Ah oui, Randy, tu vas la chanter, hein?
I'd like to send this one out to a special friend of mine, which would be a niece to Shirley Ray Bergeron, who made this song. Miss Lisa's here tonight, so we'd like to send it out to Lisa and her family.
Where's Lisa? Could
way
she
in the
raise
back.
A...
Look,
okay,
way
there.
In.
Wait, were you way in the back there, huh? You're staying tight. Welcome, Lisa, and we certainly appreciate the Bergeron family and the contributions they've made. Randy, tu vas la chanter. J'ai fait mon idée. I made up my mind. I tell you what, when you were singing, when you were getting that high, I made up my mind that for a guy to get that high, he's got to have some really tight shorts on. I'm telling you, that's a that's a toughie. Two sizes under, huh? Okay. All right. Jamie, why don't you pick the next? You've got several songs we didn't get to. You had a long list that we. We couldn't quite get all of them. Would you pick the next ones?
Are we going to do one more?
Well, we probably have time for one and a half, but yeah. we'll, we'll end up with a... All right. That's, I went to the dance last night. It's a classic example of when the Grand Ole Opry was beaming down here. Ira Lejeune listened, and he picked out a tune that he heard, and he put Cajun words to it. And it's one version is Old Suzanne, and the other one is Rabbit Stole a Pumpkin, Get Along Home, Cindy, and that kind of thing. And so it's been a classic ever since I went to the dance last night. She tears a ball. La Chile.
Je tais au bas hier au soir, je vais retourner encore à soi. Si l'occasion se présente, je vais retourner tes mains au soir. Gardez dans les yeux les filles, c'est là que j'aime autant. Moi je connais tout l'amour que moi j'ai eu pour toi. J'ai fait serment, jamais toi, pour courtiser ma fille. J'étais au bas hier au soir, elle a tous habillé en bleu. Ça c'est la pique, comment j'aime pour courtiser ma belle.
All right, I just know that Henry Happel has reincarnated into a Cajun, absolutely. Okay. Jamie, what did we finish the show with? Le Cajun Church Point, Cajun from Church Point, which is a classic example of another, a little bit more modern than the typical Grand Ole Opry, but the country music show that there was a popular song called Okie from Muskogee, and one of our local guys picked up the tune and wrote... I'm a Cajun from Church Point, you know, and instead of whatever they were doing at the Okies, he's a Boudin, you know, making love and that kind of thing on eating Boudin down the street, so it works out.
Cajuns did like to borrow songs from others.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
But also other types of music like the Borough Cajun songs and translated
There's
too,
been some
you know,
contributions
ways, yeah.
as well. You know, like Jambalaya, for example, was yeah. one of our Cajun tunes that Hank Williams ran into and popularized it. So,
all right.
Okay. Merci bien. Thank you for coming. coming. Moswara too. Put our hands together for Jamie Marizotti, Cajun tradition. Merci bien. Have a happy Mardi Gras.